Simon & Schuster Audio presents Brat, a ghost story, written and read by Gabriel Smith. I was in the waiting room. Then I was in the examination room. There was a chair and another chair and a hydraulic doctor bed. "Sit down," the doctor said. I didn't know where. "Not on the bed," he said. I sat on one of the chairs. "I think I have a concussion," I said.
"Why do you think that?"
My nephew hit me.
"He hit you?"
"Yeah, in the nose. Then in the back of the head."
"How old is he?"
"He's 14.
"Okay,"
he said.
"Take off your shirt."
"Really?"
"Sure,"
the doctor said. I unbuttoned my shirt. He shone a light in my eyes. The light was on the end of a cone. The cone was set at 90 degrees on the end of a metal rod. It looked like a thing dentists use for looking at mouths.
"No concussion," the doctor said.
It didn't seem like he could tell that just by shining a cone in my eyes.
"Looks like you have a little eczema here, though,"
he said. He pointed to my chest and then spun away in his chair. I looked down at myself. There was a red patch and what looked like a slightly raised piece of dead skin in the centre of my chest, just to the right of where I assumed my heart was. "Okay."
"Don't worry,"
he said, looking at his computer.
"Very treatable.
I'm writing you a prescription for hydrocortisol cream." "Don't you mean hydrocortisone?"
"Yeah," he said. "Hydrocortisone. That is what I said."
My brother's wife, when I was back at the house, said that I shouldn't have provoked him.
"He's very sensitive,"
she said.
"What?"
"I didn't provoke him.
He loved your dad. They had a real connection."
"I don't see what that has to do with anything."
"Are you really going to wear that outfit?"
she said. I was wearing a t-shirt with lots of Phils on it. Phil Leotardo, Phil Neville, the Philippines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?